Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So, is this on?
The three scariest words in all of sports entertainment. They're not words, letters. R-K-O.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Christmas episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Tis the season to be merry.
Well, that's my name.
No shit.
Yeah.
Are you putting in the snow?
Right now it's
snowing.
Yeah,
I was going to ask it. Is it snowing?
Go yes. Fuck yourself.
Right now. Oh, it's snowing.
Whoa. No.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. It's definitely snow. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not going to put...
Digital After Effects.
I'm definitely not going to put two dicks over you guys coming in your mouths.
Jesus. Now you have to. Yeah.
Now it's expected. My God.
Well, I do have an extra day to edit since we are doing this a day early.
Oh, boy. That's true, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What are all these presents?
Oh, man, there's so many presents.
Only real friends wrap presents for each other, right, Eric?
That's true.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, actually.
The bestest of friends
this one.
Will wrap presents.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Whoa. Yeah.
All right, well, let's fucking do it.
We'll just start with opening presents.
You know what? Andrew, you first.
Yeah. No, I'll go last. I'm good.
No, here you go. This one's to little Andrew.
Oh, wow.
Aw, little guy.
Yeah, it jingles.
Oh, it's got jingles.
Just hear
and bells.
The sleigh bells ring-a-ling, jing, jing, jing-a-ling, too.
Oh, shit.
Come on, it's a lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Fucking do it.
It's just a bag.
Fuck!
It's a bag that opens on the top.
A fucking bow.
He made me fuck a reindeer.
What's this? It's Stone Cold.
What?
Fully posable.
With what? Four heads? Holy shit.
Holy shit.
It looks like an old VHS.
I know.
Right.
Oh, and it's got Japanese lettering all over the back.
That's right.
What?
So you could only get this in Japan?
Yeah.
China?
It's a Stone Cold.
That was a long trip.
That's Steve awesome. Austin. Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
That is dedication.
Let me see that.
Right.
No.
It's mine.
I mean, it's my present.
I want to see the faces. You haven't shown it to me yet.
See? See with your eyes, not your hands.
Oh, my God.
There's like a what face?
Look at that one. Ah! This is like the one who was singing to Vince.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. All right. I can't wait to choose which face is going to...
Yeah. You could change him every day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
There's something else in there, I think. Is there something else
there? There is something else in there. How did you know?
Wow. Two presents.
Two presents for me. Oh, shit. Oh, it's the Snake Arms one.
That was always my favorite Stone Cold shirt.
That's you don't awesome. Have that one, Andrew?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stone Cold with snake arms.
My arms are snakes.
Here's some snakes.
Yeah.
I fucked a deer and my arms became snakes.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Such right. a sweetie pie.
So let's have Eric open one.
Oh, Eric's
where's my
open
other
one.
Present? Oh, just kidding. What does it say on the back?
Accept no mercy.
Or expect.
I'm sorry.
Expect no mercy. This 100% pure rattlesnake.
There's definitely an order in opening these.
Oh,
or it's all fucked up. Now,
oh, God.
I didn't even put them in order. You just have to guess them.
Oh.
Or else it's all ruined.
I'm going to say this one will be last because it's got writing on it.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you any clues.
All right. I'm going to go with this one first.
Just give me the paper when you're done. I'll put it over here.
Okay.
What do we got?
What do we got?
He's slowly opening it.
Oh boy. It's Mao.
It's Mao.
You have that one?
Sis Cadillac.
I hope you don't.
Yeah, I got it out of the Sis Cadillac.
Did you?
No, no, I don't have Mao.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Mao, Mao, Mao. How do you like
this one's the heaviest. I'm going to open that one last.
It is?
Doing Mao.
Yeah. Mao, Mao, Mao.
Why don't you like me? Nobody likes
Sislac.
Sislac.
Sis Cadillac.
Sis Cadillac.
Well, this one is... Oh, boy.
Dude, this is fucking amazing. Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's open. Oh, no. It's worthless now.
No, throw it in the garbage.
I'll take it.
It is Tony from Die Hard.
Nice.
He's all bloody and sitting on his chair.
That's awesome.
Now I have a gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Wait, you don't remember Die Hard?
Yeah.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's from the elevator where he sends him down.
I haven't seen Die Hard in a while.
That's fine. Joe will take it.
That's an amazing... I was like, that's the coolest pop I've ever seen. Because he's dead.
Yes.
That the character is dead.
I see Marvel.
Oh. Yeah, it has to be a Christmas themed...
I see a Hulk with some presents.
Yeah.
Are those presents I can open too?
Yes. Oh, if you were willing to open this.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's the...
shit.
That's the tough one.
I guess I'll never know.
Let me see.
Yeah. I've got like a couple, like I've got a Christmas Groot one at the house.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
Christmas Hulk.
All right, let's just throw these.
Get those the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's, thank you.
Everyone's
you
sick, have a by the way. Good. This is the sick podcast.
Yeah, Christmas sickness.
Well, Eric's not sick yet, but Joe and I are in, you know, he's in the middle of us.
Yeah,
so we're gonna get him sick.
I will be sick tomorrow morning.
So that'll be your, that'll be another present for you.
Also for Andrew.
Oh!
Just like birthday year all over again.
Just like everything.
Just like everything.
Yeah, just give me that wrapping paper. I'm collecting it over here.
You're going to rewrap with it?
What? No.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
Thanks for ruining the joke.
It's an ornament. Thank you.
It's a little drum. Ornament. That's the gift.
Wow. Thank you.
That's the gift. This is just a box.
All right, I'll just take this. I'll just
your one of your gifts has an expectation with it.
Oh.
So.
Hmm.
Well. Okay.
So not if I don't open it. Idiot.
Oh, you got me a book? What is this, an assignment?
Yeah.
Here, I got you a gift from Mow My Lawn. It's from Jim Gaffigan.
I got it.
The Great Gaff.
The Great Gaff.
Man, you really locked this one down.
I did.
Did you take this on a plane or something?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, my God.
What is this?
It's like the video game guy, like retro.
Like how the Macho and the Sean came.
Yeah. Right.
But for this one, I don't want this one on the table.
Okay.
I kind of want this one to stay on your person or in your car.
Okay.
And you just film little videos of like Flair talking.
That's a great idea.
Like little observations like, oh, here's a McDonald's. What does Rick say?
Like a Flair Instagram.
Like Flair on the go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Everybody wants Taco Bell when they're drunk. And then I'll be eating Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we got here? I still don't know.
Yeah, it's tough.
What you going to do there? You going to open that? Or
he just ruined it.
Thanks, asshole.
He just spoiled it. Spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you what you got for Christmas.
Yeah.
There you go. Still running wild. He's still running wild.
Still running wild.
What you going to do, brother?
Brother.
Once again, Eric proving that he loves Hogan as much as I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I didn't like someone, I certainly wouldn't get you a gift of that person.
Right.
We both, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because then I got to look at it.
It's got to be a mutual love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can only wear this one on the Wednesday Night War podcast.
I will wear this every night.
You know, Eric, it looks like someone else wore this first. I don't know.
No.
Mm. That's interesting.
What you gonna do?
All right, well, Eric, here's my present.
I mean,
I'm sorry, not my present, but it's your present. Hey, shut up! It's my turn. This is this is your present from me.
Oh, wow! You wrapped it.
Oh, that's why you wanted to wrap
it myself.
That's all right.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see. Let's
look. Take... I'm not a good.
Wait,
rapper.
This says to Joe from Eric.
No, you read that wrong. Eric can't read. That's just
Wow, this just came right.
I'm really bad at rapping. Sorry.
Jesus, even the box is open.
Yeah.
Well, you've wanted this for a while, so
Oh my God.
And I had to pay top price for this.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I had to pay top dollar. Oh, you just broke it.
I broke it. It is the goddamn. The goddamn Milkomania set figure.
Oh, you knew how to open it. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it weird? The first thing I want to do is point the hose right at Stephanie.
Yeah.
It's got
two Stephanie faces. It's got
Medusa head Stephanie.
It's got Angle drinking some, what is he drinking?
Milk. Semen. Yeah. It's got a hose. It's got
Stone Cold with a WCW shirt. Amazing.
This is too freaking great.
Show it to the camera.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Look at them boobies. Yeah, why does she have two faces?
So I can skull fuck one.
If you've never seen this, this is the most amazing thing ever. Mm. Even the packaging. Yep. It's a damn milk truck.
Yeah, it is.
Have you ever seen this online?
Yes.
Then how do you not own this?
I don't know. I didn't get
that for him for his birthday because I assumed he owned it.
Yeah.
Right. And then when he was like, no, I don't own it, I was like, all right, Christmas.
Seriously, why does Stephanie the only one that has another head?
Maybe because she gets drenched with the hose and becomes all soggy. Yeah.
Wait, the hose works?
Maybe.
He has a cooler?
I don't know.
Cooler for Stone Cold.
Look at all the extra milk. Look at all the extra milk.
Yeah. It holds extra milk. And there's pre-scrunched milk cartons.
Eric, you finally got a action figure set that you are not supposed to open.
Right.
You're supposed to leave in the
end. Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to open it or no?
I don't know.
No. Oh, my God. What do you mean? You can play with it. You can't
open this?
It has a milk hose.
No, this is the one you can't open.
But
it has a milk... beautiful truck.
Joe, it's a milk hose.
Yeah, but what, are you going to display it like this where you can't see anything?
No, you gotta hold the thing down.
But then people are like, why is it... What's Milkomania?
Then you go push it up because you're allowed to do things in reality. You're not a 2D picture.
I would open it, but I open everything.
Why don't our fans decide if I should open it or not?
All right, let's wait.
All right.
Oh, they said open it.
Well, shit.
Yeah. All right, well, that was very nice.
What about...
Merry Christmas.
Joe to Andrew. Andrew to...
Well, we just give each other our love for Christmas.
I renewed another year of love for Andrew.
Yeah, me too. And
I renewed it for you, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
You got it.
Yeah.
So if I wasn't here, you guys would never do any gifts.
What?
No, actually, I did get him something, but since he didn't, I'm returning it.
Same.
Or you just wait for Christmas.
Well. Anyway, so...
I did get this Ric Flair doll.
Oh,
for
wow.
You. Yeah. Look
Why don't we display it right on the podcast?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Gave a gift and didn't have to lose a gift.
We don't even give each other anything for Christmas because we have 8 nieces and nephews to worry about.
That's true.
So it's too much.
Yeah.
God.
I've even proposed let's just get our own kids' presents and not worry about it. You know,
do like a white
Get
elephant.
Your own kids' presents. It's not, you know.
No, it's really
save some money.
It's getting expensive.
I mean, that's why they have Taco Bell $10 gift cards.
Can you people stop having kids, please?
You people.
Done and done.
Well, you have the most, so I'm talking to you.
Well,
bro.
You still have a few years left that, you know, when I had my third.
Well, I probably have kids I don't know about, but I'm not asking you to buy them presents.
True.
Yeah, so
fair. That job is taken.
Nice one, Milhouse. All right, so we also have 2 new patrons who signed up this week. First, we have Donald Alexander and came just for the mail bracket.
So, like, came just for the mail
like
bracket?
Like, showed up for it? Or
came. I think it's a double meaning.
Okay.
Double entendre?
We all came for the man bracket.
Yes.
Clearly.
Exactly. Yeah. So, thank you to those people. Go to patreon.com. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling to check out the... hottest mail bracket, TLC recap still up there, and then coming later this week, and I mean coming, is the WrestleMania 17 recap.
Yeah!
All that's exclusively on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Sure is.
It's coming!
Yes, indeed. All right, so...
Raw?
Raw was painful.
Mm.
I was suicidal pretty much the whole show.
Yeah.
It was a night of squash matches.
It was. Like, you could tell this was a taped episode.
Absolutely. And then all the, you know...
They filmed the entire night in probably 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. There was so much, like, you know, editing where they put, you know, laughter in or crowd noise in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's fucking awful.
Painfully awful.
Kevin Owens kicks off Raw. He's immediately interrupted by Mojo Rawley, who comes out talking trash. So we have a match. Kevin Owens versus Mojo Rawley. No disqualification. Mojo threw KO off the top rope and onto four chairs, but KO kicked out. Kevin Owens hits a stunner, and then he powerbombs Mojo through a table for the win. Yeah. Jerry said, Mojo should be like Santa Claus. He should only come once a year.
He already
he does.
And I kind of agree. And it, yeah, he basically does.
Yeah. See you in a year.
I think we've only seen him on December.
Yeah.
So after the match, Kevin Owens says, I still have some fight left in me, and he begs Seth Rollins and AOP to come out and beat him up. That's literally what he says.
Yeah.
So then they cut to Seth and AOP backstage, because they're watching on the TV, to which, like, Eric and I were like, that TV looks fake, or, like, the image on the TV looks fake.
It looks like they digitally added the image on the TV.
Yeah, it was weird. It looked like the TV was following them when they started walking.
Right.
And then they were, like, walking all robotic. I think they were CGI'd as well.
I think so.
Like Princess Leia in Star Wars.
Yeah.
So after the commercial, they come out, but Seth says, you know, I don't want to fight. You know, and he asks Owens to come over to the right side of history. He says, join me, like Star Wars. And, you know, we'll rule the galaxy. I mean, the WWE, Star Wars. Seth offers a handshake, but Owens takes out his lightsaber. I mean, he super kicks Seth. AOP get in the ring and beat up Kevin Owens, and Seth gives him a curb stomp. And then afterwards, Samoa Joe says, someone needs to do something about these thugs.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing,
yes. Yeah. Next up, we have R-Truth. This was the whole show. R-Truth walking around New York. He asks someone, where is The Rock's Christmas tree? You know, because the Rockefeller Christmas tree.
Mm.
And he's asking someone. He's standing right in front of it. And some guy's like, oh, you're a fucking idiot. Okay, you know. Then Akira Tozawa rolls up R-Truth to win the 24/7 title. And Vic Joseph tells us what's in store for the rest of the night.
We got a new 24/7 champion, Akira Tozawa, and crowned just in time for the holidays. And I understand, throughout the evening, we'll be taking you on the holiday escapades of Tozawa and R-Truth, an experience as wild as Master Rampoon's Christmas Vacation.
WWE, it's just like Christmas Vacation.
Mm. Where's the shitter?
Oh, my God.
So we can
flush
this segment
it's
down the
full.
Toilet. Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. So next up, we have Bobby Lashley versus Cedric Alexander with Lana ringside, showing off her lips. And Cedric gets the upper hand, so Lana gets in the ring with a mic and tells Cedric that she's marrying Bobby Lashley next week.
Called it.
And she keeps... You did. Yeah. I said it would be the first episode of the new year.
I said 2 weeks.
And it's the first episode of the... It's the last episode of the of 2019.
Of the decade.
Of the decade, yes. So she keeps talking... She even says, like, why don't we have a Greco-Roman wrestling match so Lashley doesn't get hit in the face, which I'm sure that was the first time she even knew what the fuck that was.
Right. Didn't Kurt Angle get a broken freaking neck Greco-Roman style wrestling?
He sure did.
Mm. Okay.
But I thought that Rusev just beats the shit out of his nuts.
Yeah.
Right.
I just want him to just destroy the nuts.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Lashley is out of the ring this whole time. He should have been counted out. But even the ref's, like, fucking, like, just watching Lana instead of, you know, refereeing.
Hot dress.
He doesn't even tell her to get out. He's just like, okay, yeah, oh, you're fucking hot. Back from commercial, the match is back on. It goes another, like, 10 minutes.
Mm.
And Lashley wins with a spear, which is like, why did it need to go this long?
Yep.
We know what's going to happen. It's all jobber matches. Backstage, Charlie Caruso asks Seth, what are you hoping to achieve with your random acts of brutality? Seth says, why don't you ask Kevin Owens what he's trying to achieve by picking a fight with us every week?
Oh, boy.
And then he just goes, and then Seth walks away and he's like, that's what he does. Yeah. He walks away. He's like, ugh. Football playoff races are heating up, and you could follow all the action at betonline.ag as your favorite team
makes their way to the end of the regular season. It's all about playoffs and draft picks this week, and BetOnline is there for you during all the late season drama. Up-to-date information, including odds and lines, every spread, every winner or loser, straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. So before the next kickoff, head over to BetOnline to receive your 50% welcome bonus and be sure to use our promo code CLNS50 and take advantage of our great offer today. Bring the game home with BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Next up, we go back to New York City. Akira Tozawa rests after, I guess, hours of running.
Clearly.
But R-Truth is right behind him.
Somehow.
Like, hiding in a fucking...
Like, he knew he would be there.
Yes.
He's a good guesser. I mean, he is a, you know, 72-time,
that's
24/7
correct.
Champion.
That's correct.
So Tozawa backs away. He knocks over someone's hot dog and then runs away. Huh. And the guy with the hot dog's like, what the fuck, you pieces of shit.
What the hell, man?
But whatever. Next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus Zack Ryder.
Why?
I don't know. This whole show is a why. Yeah. This whole show is a why.
Yeah.
Claymore kick for the win. Hawkins checks on Ryder after the match, so McIntyre throws him out, gives Ryder a DDT. Hawkins gets back in the ring, but he gets a Claymore kick as well. Yeah. And then McIntyre gets on the mic and says, 2020 will be my year.
Probably. Let's hope.
Yeah?
Here's to hoping.
Yeah, really? Sure. Win the Rumble.
Shelton Benjamin said that.
that 2020 was going to be his year?
Damn it.
Shelton Benjamin said 2019 was going to be his year.
Oh, well, it kind of was.
His year to sit at home.
Yeah.
His year off.
I mean, let's cross our fingers. It'd be nice to see maybe a, you know, a babyface McIntyre beating Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Oh, holy shit.
But that's not going to happen.
No.
No, of course not.
Don't worry. Yeah, of course.
He's not going to fight Roman.
Of course he is.
Lesnar?
Lesnar.
Yes, yes. At WrestleMania.
Yes.
If it's not him, then it'll be Cain Velasquez. It's going to be one of them.
Or Roman will fight
the Fiend.
The Fiend.
Oh, well, that's true, actually.
Yeah, either way, we're going to get more of this.
Sorry.
And less psychopaths.
Sorry, yeah. Yes. It'll be Roman will fight the Fiend, but I think Roman wins the Rumble and then fights the Fiend and beats the Fiend with one spear.
I think he beats the Fiend and Lesnar at WrestleMania.
He
gets
yes.
both titles.
Uh-huh.
Lesnar's probably fighting Cain Velasquez.
Yeah.
Again.
And losing.
Probably. Yeah. So next up, we have Becky Lynch in-ring promo. She says the man versus Asuka needs to happen, and I'm not taking no for an answer. She accuses the company of, like, protecting her.
Yeah.
Because she hasn't defended her title in a while.
Okay.
Plus, she's also said Asuka's the only one who's ever beaten her. Did she forget that before the man gimmick, she lost a lot?
She lost to everybody.
Yeah. Well, did she mean she's the only one she hasn't beaten?
No, she said Asuka's the only one who's beaten the man. I think she literally meant since she's been the man.
Yeah.
Maybe that's true. But no, other people have beaten her. Anyway.
That might be true.
Like in singles?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she beat Charlotte. Yeah, I guess that's true. And she hasn't beaten Asuka yet, so...
And who did she drop her title to?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying she's lost.
To Asuka.
Just to Asuka.
Yeah. She dropped
her
title.
So now she's going to beat Asuka.
Yeah.
So Asuka comes out with Kairi Sane and says, Asuka, two belts. Becky says, oh, so it's going to take putting this on the line to face you? Well, fuck yeah.
Yes.
Duh.
But then she's like, oh, name the time and place. And Becky then says, in case you don't understand... that, you know, I'll put it in words you can understand, and Becky speaks some Japanese.
It was actually Belgium. It was weird.
Really? That is weird.
It was a weird choice.
Belgium and Japanese are very similar.
Almost the same.
Next up, we have Aleister Black versus a jobber. Black Mass for the win. Mm. After the match, Buddy Murphy comes out and walks past Aleister. And then we have Buddy Murphy versus another jobber.
Where did the other jobber come from?
I don't know.
He was already there. I think they made him hide under the ring. Like, probably. You know.
Yeah, we have our line of jobbers for the wrestlers to fight today.
Yeah.
All right, who's up next? Yeah, my name is... Yeah, who cares? Come on, get in the ring.
He's probably, like, sitting in the front row, like,
right.
You know, camera side. Murphy's Law for the win. Aleister gets in the ring after the match, offers a handshake, but Murphy denies him, so Aleister gives him a black mass. Oh, and they're going to fight next week. I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Black mass for the win.
Yeah.
Black mass. They better not.
Of course that's what's going to happen.
Not a feud.
1,000,000%. Or like a DQ win for Aleister.
God.
because Murphy uses a chair or something. But either way, Aleister's winning. Next up, we have Ricochet versus Tony Nese. Recoil for the win.
Thank you.
Jobber match number
7?
5?
8? 12?
3, 4, 5, 6. That's the 6th one.
The 6th jobber match already?
Yeah.
Holy I mean, like, crap. Not that Tony Nese is a jobber. Well, he is, but no, like, is. You know.
No, he is.
It's a yeah. squash match.
Yes.
Back in New York City, Tozawa hides behind a Christmas tree and Truth can't find him. So Tozawa exposes where he is.
Right.
And then runs from Truth. Yep. He hides for 30 seconds because I guess he's tired of running, but I guess 30 seconds was enough.
Yes.
And then he's like,
he is a cruiserweight.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He's a fucking idiot. He could have just hid there all night.
Also.
All night behind a tree.
So then he chases him again. Next up, we have Charlotte Flair versus Chelsea Green. What is this, 7 now?
Mm-hmm.
What did I just say? 6?
6.
So 7, another jobber match.
But hey, Chelsea hey Green. Kids, it's Chelsea Green.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
Zack Ryder's girlfriend.
That's right.
Yes.
That's she right.
See you catering, babe.
She hasn't even been on NXT TV yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck? And then Jerry said, I knew Chelsea Green had a bad attitude. I asked her if she would kiss me under the mistletoe, and she said, I wouldn't kiss you under anesthesia.
I feel like these were better in the 90s, but maybe they weren't.
Nope.
I don't know. I don't think it was this bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they're good, but it's rare. Yeah. But like Charlotte, this whole match no-sold everything Chelsea did to her.
Uh-huh.
And that's... Chelsea did some legit things, and Charlotte just like, either just like, oh, whatever. Like she sells like a Terminator, which is just fucking shitty of her, and then right. she wins with the figure eight.
Yeah.
After the match, you could see Chelsea Green on her back and laughing with the referee.
Yeah.
Like they're talking and she has a big smile on she's her like, face.
Come on, she's happy to be there.
Just like Zack
just
Ryder.
Like Zack Ryder.
Right. Hashtag still here. Hashtag finally here.
Yeah. Back in New York, Santa stops Truth and Tozawa from fighting. He tells Truth, I got you a present, but it's on my sleigh, so go check it out. Santa then hits Tozawa with his bag of gifts and wins the 24/7 title and runs away.
Who was that?
I thought it was gonna be someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turns out it was Santa.
Actual Santa.
Actual Santa Claus.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go with that.
I mean, what else can we do? I don't know what else we can go with.
No. Yeah. Nothing.
Next up, we have another Liv Morgan video. Mm-hmm. She's still in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. She's been in the bathroom for a week.
Must have diarrhea.
Long time.
Diarrhea. She says, it's up to me to decide what I am, and I am anything but typical.
Mm.
That's but with two T's.
Yes. Anything but, and then zoomed in on her butt.
Typical. I wish. Next up, we have Randy Orton versus the Viking. Randy Orton and the fucking Viking Raiders versus the fucking OC.
Yeah, they're.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a 20-minute match. AJ hits Orton with a phenomenal forearm for the win.
Yep.
After the match, they all too sweet each other, and Gallus was too sweeting like Scott Hall.
Yeah, he's doing that.
So, you know, that's cool. Back in New York, Santa gets on a horse carriage. So Truth, Tozawa, and the ref get on another horse carriage. But then they're just right next to each other going very slow. So they all get off. They chase Santa away. And Truth tells the horse, bad reindeer. Let's see. There's that.
Yep. Yep. Any? No.
No. There's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun.
Jesus!
Man, all of those.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. Backstage, Rowan gets his thing in a cage, a clothespin. Why? Is he taking him in the bathroom? Rowan's going to take a big shit.
Yep.
But he doesn't want...
We're going to find out, Andrew. It's all going to be paid off shortly.
Is it?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, no. Next up, we have the Street Profits backstage. Ford is mad because he didn't get an invite to Lashley and Lana's wedding. But Dawkins just wants to go to the bachelor party or the after party or some party. Then they wonder what's in Rowan's cage. And Dawkins thinks it might be a fire-breathing Komodo dragon. But then Ford tells him, Komodo dragons don't breathe fire, you fucking moron.
This show's all about, hey, you're an idiot, right?
Yeah, everyone's a moron.
Everyone's a moron.
Everyone's a dumb fuck.
And he was like, they don't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
So then we have Eric Rowan versus another jobber.
Yep.
Is this, where are we at, 8 now?
Yep.
The jobber offers Rowan a candy cane as a peace offering.
Out of his ass.
Out of his ass.
Yeah, ass cane.
So, ass cane.
Yeah.
Jobber then tries to give the rest of his candy canes to the whatever's in the cage, but Rowan kills him. And then we have fake crowd noise for Rowan's win.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they put cheers. They put cheers in for Rowan's win.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Oh, and it's all there's also fake laughter during the whole New York, you know, 24/7 bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, that, they just took, like, crowd laughter from, like, an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's go with that.
You know, then you can hear the boom, boom, boom.
We haven't had, we don't have any legit crowd laughter, you know, since 2001.
Yeah.
So, yeah. After the match, Rowan puts a candy cane in the cage. So he's fine with him eating an ass cane.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any footage of people laughing on an episode of WBTV?
No.
Not that day. Not this single day. Back in New York, Santa's getting tired of running, and he falls over, and Truth wins back the 24/7 title. So Zawa's gonna try to fight Truth, but then the referee yells, "I've had enough, I'm going home." Santa says, "You're all getting coal for Christmas." And then Truth tells Tozawa, "Well, let's go find that big apple they've been talking about." Sorry, hold on.
Oh, no.
Jesus!
Poison. No. There's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun.
Poison.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That was fun. Poison.
Thank God it's over. Just fucking awful. Next up, we have Rusev versus No Way Jose. Before the match, Rusev says he's upset for being screwed over at TLC, and he vows revenge. However, he says the biggest punishment I can give Lashley is him marrying Lana.
Uh-oh.
And then Rusev gets the win in like fucking 15 seconds, Machka kick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then Rusev helps him up after the match because he's a face.
Yeah.
And Jose's a face. And then Rusev does a spin-a-rooney or a spin-a-Rusev. Mm-hmm. Then he dances with the coked up conga line. And then one of the girls kisses him on the cheek.
He's basically telling him, "I'm going to help you up because I'm going to steal your conga line."
Yeah.
And this like, chick's okay.
And this chick is going to blow me because she is so high on coke.
Yeah.
She's like so high on coke.
I mean, you're no Lana.
Yeah. He's like, speaking of blow.
So that's Rusev now.
Yeah.
You know,
hanging out with coked up people.
Get used to
getting blowjobs.
They'll be a tag team. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Finally, we have Seth Rollins versus Rey Mysterio for the U.S. title. Rey starts to make a comeback. So AOP beats him up, ending the match in a disqualification.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They start dragging Mysterio like up the ramp, and one random fan yells, "No, Seth, it's Christmas!"
Yeah,
so good.
That was good.
Line.
So they bring Rey to the announce table, and you know, Jerry Lawler and Vic Joseph run away, but Joe doesn't move. So AOP tells Joe, "Get out of here." Joe says, "If I move, it's not to leave. It'll be both of your asses." So Joe gets up. Seth tries to de-escalate the situation. He's like, "No, we don't want to fight you. You know, we like you. You're cool." But then he turns his back to Joe and he tells AOP, "Finish him.
Do it." Yeah.
Yeah.
So AOP beats up Joe and they put him through the announce table. So, you know, at least it ended cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens with Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe will be a face. Maybe he'll tag with Kevin Owens.
Oh, man.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Wasn't that two of the four people in that faction we wanted like 2 years ago?
Yes. Yeah.
So I'll throw in Bobby Roode.
Triple H.
Yeah.
To manage them all. Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Boner.
Oh, my God. It's never happened.
Boner.
So that was Raw. Really. Hey, boner. I mean, one of the worst shows of the year.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, it makes sense because it was taped. It was all fucking jobber matches except for the last match.
Mm-hmm.
So nine or ten jobber matches. And then Rey Mysterio versus Seth Rollins. I'm sorry. We had the six-man tag as well. But then Rey and Seth, which ended in a fucking DQ.
Yeah.
But hey, at least the ending was cool. So let's give some awards. All right, who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Zack Ryder's tights that said, like, still here.
Aw.
Or it was, like, still major or something. I don't know what it was.
Something dumb.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
Joe?
I had Lawler. And his Christmas jacket with matching tie.
That was bad.
Ugly Christmas jacket.
Seth Rollins, just one black glove. Like, what is that about?
Yeah.
Black pants. That's what I said. I was like, oh, he's Michael Jackson now.
Yeah.
He looks boring. He looks lame. He's just black pants and one black glove. Mm. Come on, man. Like, just be the heel you were last time. It worked.
Right. It worked fine.
I got you.
It worked so
great. Blonde hair, whatever.
You were a sleazy heel, whereas now he's like a
what do you mean? I'm the good guy. And it's just not working.
Right. Look, we're not going to fight, all right?
All right, kill him.
Kill him.
Best dressed?
Lana.
Lana.
Sweep it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Good. What a slut. Worst acting?
Lana.
Lana again.
I had Chelsea Green for laughing with the referee after.
Oh, it was her first match ever.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, please.
Jesus.
Okay. Best acting?
Samoa Joe.
Yeah,
you know what? Samoa Joe.
Yep.
It's Samoa Joe.
For sure.
Worst comment?
An experience as wild as National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
I had... So Jerry, I don't remember when he said it. He said it during some match, but Jerry said, oh, yeah, we're gonna be roasting chestnuts in a microwave.
Yeah.
What? Jeez.
Yeah, I had whatever the hell Mojo said right before that match started. Like, Kevin, you won't be with your family at Christmas. Like, that's it. It was almost like, then Kevin's always like, yeah, whatever. What do you say we start this match?
Yeah.
I think he tried to save it because Mojo forgot his line or something.
Roasting chestnuts in a microwave. Best comment?
If I get up, it's not to move. It'll be both your asses.
I had no set. It's Christmas.
That was really good. I'll go with that. Fan.
That's good.
The worst match?
I
had R-Truth versus Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll do that.
Sweep it?
There's too many.
Super slow-mo?
McIntyre versus Ryder.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had Truth and Tozawa chasing Santa on the
that
horse.
That wasn't super slow-mo. That was really fast.
Yeah, was it?
Really fast.
How fast?
I'll go Lashley on the super slow-mo.
Okay.
Best match? Question mark? Best match?
Best match?
I wrote nothing. Worst move?
I put Rollins and Ray, but it's not like that was good.
You didn't put that, no.
Okay. Nope. Oh, wait. Nope. I didn't.
No. Worst move?
The Hurricane Lashley. He totally botched it.
Spin a Rusev?
That Cedric tried to do to him. Totally screwed up.
I had Rusev dancing. Best move?
KO. Mojo through the table?
Yes.
Or Samoa Joe through the table. Those are both good spots, but I have the KO one.
Rey Mysterio did a baseball slide sunset flip to Rollins on the outside. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Rollins still did good, too.
There you go.
Worst moment?
Fake crowd laughter added to the 24/7 segment.
Just the whole 24/7 bullshit. Yeah.
God, awful.
Awful. And then best moment, Samoa Joe at the end.
Samoa Joe at the end.
The end.
Yeah. Him standing up to AOP and then getting attacked.
Yes, the end.
Table.
Yep, the end of the show. All right, breaking news. What do you got? So Kofi told Newsweek that he might retire after his new contract expires, which he just signed. It's a five-year deal, but he's thinking of retirement.
Sure. How old will he be? That's perfect. You don't have to wrestle till you're 100 just because everyone else does.
Right, exactly.
He'll probably just come back for, you know, Saudi Manias like everyone else does.
Yeah.
Right.
And then also, let's see how old he is. He's 38.
Right.
So, yeah.
Was it a five-year deal? He'll be in his 40s? Done.
Yeah.
Walk away.
Yes. Also, WWE is selling an authentic WWE championship for $5,000.
Authentic, Joe.
Because this championship has been on, it's been used on TV.
Oh.
So it's worth $5,000.
Can I buy it and then return it?
Doubtful.
We'll just pose with it.
Yeah, no. No. So, have fun with that. What do you got, Eric?
Let's see. So, Rey Mysterio did an interview with Sportskeeda.
Mm-hmm.
And he revealed his dream WrestleMania opponent, who is AJ Styles, who he's already fought. He's
already fought, right? Yeah.
Okay, so I guess WrestleMania makes it a different match then. That's cool.
Does it?
Yeah, Jim Ross took to Twitter.
This is gross.
Yeah, he tweeted, "Received two amazingly sharp Japanese knives from my daughter Amanda for Christmas, but I wasn't careful when unpacking them. Stuck under my fingernail, and then my stomach on the react. All's well, nonetheless."
The fuck is wrong with
him? And the picture is basically just the two knives followed by a bunch of bloody paper knives.
Why would you have to show that?
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this isn't like super directly related to WWE, but I thought he was kind of interesting. A bunch of influencers and celebrities spent the weekend promoting a music festival in Saudi Arabia, and people are mad basically because Saudi Arabia paid all these people to come there and say, oh, Saudi Arabia is awesome. This is so great. Yeah. You guys have to come here. I mean, basically, WWE is kind of doing the exact same thing, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anything I guess, are they paying people to say good things, or do you think they're just expecting them to say good things?
I think they're kind of expecting
them. Good things or we'll kill
like,
you.
Like, hey, we brought you all the way out here. We like to play with knives. I'd hate to drop one.
Yeah.
What are you typing? Let me see.
Just okay,
me
Jim it, Ross. Okay.
Give it to this guy.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
I don't think we have rumors either, right?
No, not rumors really.
Today. So let's do some trivia.
Yeah.
All right. Would you guys like to play together or
separately?
Eric?
You know what? It's Christmas. Let's play separate.
Yeah, let's do that.
What a dick.
I get that a lot, usually from the ladies.
Mm.
What a dick.
Here are your possible answers.
Get it? Because they're like, what a dick.
Okay.
Wow. It's like in porn when like the women pull the pants off and they're surprised to see a penis there. They're like, let me just, oh!
There's a dick!
A penis! It's, that's what happens with me.
It's so big. I've never, those are the best. Those
I don't think I could fit it in my, wah, wah, wah.
Are you trying to kill me right
All
now?
All right, so trivia.
I'm not sure if I can.
Oh my God, it's so big.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Right in.
Porn. Yeah. Your possible answers are Rezar.
I don't understand.
Akam.
Mm-hmm.
Or both.
Okay.
What is this, Jeopardy?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. But those are your possible answers. And just whoever yells out the answer first gets the first shot at it. But if they're wrong, then the other person will get to choose between the last two answers.
I don't even know which one's which.
Okay.
Right. Well,
I don't feel good about this for either one of you. All right, here we go. Rezar, Akam, or both. First one. I'm the younger one.
Rezar.
That is correct.
I mean, you might as well just guess a name.
Yeah.
50-50. Both!
Like Aleister Black, I'm from Amsterdam.
Akam.
No.
Rezar.
Yes.
They speak different languages.
From British Columbia. I went to Simon Fraser University.
Akam.
Yes. You sure?
No.
All right. My Raw debut was January of 2016.
Both.
Yep. Yeah. Eric, you can still tie, but you need this one. I made my televised NXT debut on 6/8/2016.
Both.
Yep. let's just keep going. My MMA record is 6-2.
Rezar.
Yeah. That's right. If you thought your questions were coming later, no, you were playing all along.
I'm going to sweep it.
I don't know right. how he's getting every right. single one right.
For Eric.
You know why? Because you're not answering.
For Eric, and only Eric, I lost my first match not televised to Scott Dawson.
Rezar.
No, Andrew?
Akam.
That is correct.
This is horseshit.
Yeah.
Did I sweep it?
You did.
Good game, Eric.
Oh, thanks.
Good game.
Right back in my hands.
Good game. Hey, Eric, just remember, I got you this, Milkomania. Just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you love me?
Mm-hmm. Give me my dollar back.
It's not his fault that he destroyed you. He's just so much better at AOP trivia.
Oh, yeah.
What, you guys,
it's not really your dollar.
It is.
I've been studying.
You've been studying?
Clearly.
No.
Loves the offers of pain.
Offers of pain?
Offers of pain.
Let's do some zaning fam questions.
Fam questions.
Yeah, like Street Profit questions.
Oh, okay. All right, cool, fam. All right, Mohit Bali. All right, fam. How far would John Morrison have gotten if he was on the hottest male bracket?
Fam.
Fam.
I'd say at least a Sweet 16, fam.
He'd probably win a couple rounds.
Probably round fam.
Yeah.
He probably would have won,
that's
fam.
That's six-pack. Yeah. Ooh, sis.
It's like a 12-pack.
Pop culture junkie, push fire Barry, Christmas present threesomes. This is insane. Mandy and Alexa, Sasha and Zelina, and then Peyton and Charlie Caruso.
Oh, God. Go again.
Say that again.
Mandy and Alexa, Sasha and Zelina, Peyton and Charlie Caruso. My God.
Mandy and Alexa, push.
Easily. I feel like Sasha and Zelina would be the best in bed, though.
So, fuck.
No, wait. This is Pushfire Barry.
I saw an F, so I just
can I marry two of them? I mean, these are two.
So first, second, third.
These situations are too amazing.
Peyton and Charlie.
Kyle Neiman replied, "This is
bury that."
Kyle Neiman replied, "This isn't fair in the slightest," and he's right.
Peyton and Charlie push.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm firing Sasha and Zelina. That's insane.
What an idiot.
What
an idiot.
Charlie and
Peyton? I am too.
Fuck.
And I'm going to bury Mandy and Alexa.
You what?
Bury Mandy and
Again,
Alexa.
Again, I'm flipping those, but there's no wrong answer.
I'm pushing.
Zelina. Come on.
Pushing.
you got to push your girl.
I'm swapping. I'm swapping Alexa.
Nope.
For Sasha.
No. Nope.
Push Alexa and Zelina.
No. Nope.
There you go. All right. And we're good. And we're clear. Alan Kimmett, out of Zack Ryder's $100,000 a year salary, like we confirmed on the podcast, how much is he having to spend on hair and beard dye?
Not very much. Most of it's spent on toys.
Yeah.
He probably just gets shoe polish for his beard.
Maybe. Vladimir Kozlov, Lawler forcing Christmas jokes in to every sentence is worse than JR not knowing what show he's watching.
Yes.
It's true. Corey Dank, I assume you'd rather wrap gifts for 3 hours than watch Raw. Yes.
Yeah.
Especially this episode.
Well, actually, Andrew would rather watch Raw because he didn't wrap gifts.
Aww.
My gift to you was wrapped.
It came in wrapping.
This I'm just not wrapping. Good at wrapping presents.
Okay.
So it was just badly wrapped. Okay. Poorly wrapped.
Poorly wrapped.
Randy Babandy, I'm very drunk. I'm very drunk, but I just wanted to say Merry Christmas, and I hope you guys have an amazing holiday season, and I'm currently taking shots every time Cole says the big dog or it's buzz time. Wish me luck, guys.
Well, he didn't say either one tonight.
Lucky for him, this isn't SmackDown.
Yes.
He's really that drunk that he's watching last week's episode of SmackDown.
Yeah.
Jake Baker, hot rumors that WWE might try to buy Ring of Honor in 2020. What do you guys think about that?
Myth. Hot rumors? I mean, why would they?
Okay.
Why would they?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think that's a poor rumor.
Yeah. Maybe to take, maybe just to, take away more talent that AEW could get.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Kyle Neiman, do you know what Mojo's attire was supposed to represent? No.
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 Was it like the dodgeball cobras? It kind of looked like that.
Oh, yeah.
Looked like a shattered glass thing. I don't know.
Yeah, let me know. Dashing Dan, who is hotter, Mandy Rose soaked in Otis sweat or Aunt Bailey?
Mandy Rose.
You ever see the Aunt Bailey that they show when you're watching NFL football and they show you SmackDown on Fox? That Bailey's hot.
She's digitally That's
photoshopped.
Enhanced.
Super photoshopped.
Yeah.
But if you give me that Bailey, then let's talk. But no, it's so Mandy cartoon. with Otis's sweat.
Of course.
I'm coming.
I'm Raj. Would you rather have finger-sized legs or leg-sized fingers?
Is this the same person that always asks
I don't know if it is. I don't remember.
Leg-sized fingers.
But these
fingers.
Are horrible either way. Yeah, but finger-sized... Are leg-sized... Yeah, leg-sized fingers. Finger-sized legs, you'd break your legs.
You'd be in a wheelchair. Or have legs for fingers.
Or the fastest runner in the world.
I guess, yeah.
You run like this.
I guess finger-sized legs, and you just have to be in a wheelchair, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't be able to walk.
Right.
Andy Piccone, what's the best Christmas present WWE could give us? How about Vince's head on a fucking platter? A fucking platter right here. We'll display it on the show. We're like, there's his head. There it is.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Raw was good. Hey, look, SmackDown was good. Hey, look, we changed the name of the show. It's called Thank You, Triple H. Oh!
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's the dream. Living the dream, Andrew. Living the dream.
Yeah.
That is not a threat.
And if that happens, you'll talk like that, right?
I promise.
Yeah. Steve Valente, I have no question. I want to take this time and thank you guys. Fuck. I told you it's a sick podcast.
Jesus.
Merry Christmas. I want to take this time and thank you guys for another great year of recapping this. Hold on. Recapping this.
Poison.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to all the Pisanos and to all the Hamiltons. You guys deserve it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Is there another Hamilton here?
Is all there the Hamiltons.
All the Hamiltons.
Well, I call my dick Hamilton.
Yeah, that's true. I call his dick Hamilton.
What
yeah.
the f- There's at least two
Corey, is Eric Rowan's kid in the cage?
Sure.
Let's hope.
That's something. A small kid.
He yeah. reveals his kid, then like the police come right out. You're under arrest?
Yeah. Chris Foreman, I got it. Eric Rowan's brother is in the cage, and his sister is telling him, you'll never get this, you'll never get this, la 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 la.
Ooh,
and he's in this
awesome.
Cage of crazy, crazy. But then the one time he will break out and he'll get this.
Yeah.
And then we'll all laugh. High five.
Yeah.
yeah.
And that's the show.
That's the show.
yeah. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Hottest male bracket is super popular right now.
Super.
And hot. Then WrestleMania 17 recap is coming this week. Hey, don't touch my hat, man.
Sorry.
I'll hit you. But other than that, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Celebrate Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
How do you say happy Kwanzaa?
Sure. Whatever what you celebrate. There? Enjoy it.
Anything else? And happy Rusev Day.
And of course, you know, Festivus for the rest of us.
That's right. Yeah.
Celebrated today.
That's true.
Yeah.
I would love to do that more than Christmas. Yeah.
Right.
It'd be fun.
Festivus for the rest
all
of
right,
us.
All right, then. See you later.
All right. Bye.
We're ending the show, but we're going to begin with the airing of grievances.
All right.
Eric, I swear to God.
Just a troll.